This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Open the phones up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission, so I'll give that number out at the start of the next segment. I've already talked a lot about it, but I want to specifically drill in to the British royal family that is not British. It's like calling the Federal Reserve federal. It's not federal. It's predominantly owned by foreign banks. Earlier I mentioned this, and they found in the Daily Mail, the Prince of Wales' 10-year battle to protect Dracula's home and his yearning for Transylvania. He's going around and restoring the castles and stuff, just completely insane. Well, not really. I mean, that's where their whole lineage started. You just can't make this up. And then I get all these calls from talk show hosts going, "You told the truth. I can't believe it. They're really Nazis." Why would you associate with me? I'm not mad at Mancow or other people that sent me text messages or called me. If you thought I was lying about all this, or like it's exaggeration or it's entertainment, it's not, okay? These people are very dangerous. They're anti-human. I mean, it's in the news. They're launching huge blimps to be at 100,000 feet to have listening devices and lasers and all sorts of surveillance tech. And they're announcing, yeah, your TVs do watch and listen to you. Everybody's calling me going, they're admitting it. Why, in my town, they're doing a test of taxes by the mile. And they're trying to pass a law in Washington to do it. And they told my kids that they got to take shots. You said all this was coming. How'd you know? Because it's all admitted. That's what's so frustrating. And they intend to divide us along mindless racial lines and play up differences and really act like, in total social class warfare, that if somebody's got more money than you and they're middle class, you're entitled to it and make it racially based. And Obama now collecting personal data for secret race database. Housing database, mortgage database, school database, enrollment database, and then to have quotas on hiring and everything where they're like, you're going to hire a felon who's black. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, this person is an arsonist. And they're like, no, well, or this, you know, this person robbed a bank. Yeah, you are. You're racist. No, I'm not going to hire somebody that's robbed a bank, whether they're black or white. And I assure you, it's not because they're black. It's because they are a aggravated felon. But the White House, again, 2 weeks ago, remember they had the announcement. White House orders all cities integrated. You think, what do you mean, like the schools? No. No. Through zoning. That's what Agenda 21 is. I was just talking to Kit Daniels, who's working up here on the weekend, doing a great job for Infowars.com, one of our writers. He said, yeah, I live in 78704. See, I've lived outside town, but I want to have a little place in town. So I got a little bitty piece of property. Just happens to be close to my parents who live in town, so my kids can be around them. Plus, my parents have a pool, which is just down the street. So I can go over there and swim in their pool when I'm in town. So I look at the zoning, a single-family dwelling. I can build a little three-bedroom, house there. I check the zoning. I get it. And the builders go, oh, yeah, that you didn't know in 78704 they will not allow you to put a gate up or any type of fence. And I went, excuse me? I'm going to put a gate up. I mean, there's some crime in this area. And I want to have my dogs out. It's the real reason, so they can run around the yard. And they go, no, they won't let us. And I went and checked, and it's true. Think about the country I live in. There's no law. It's not even a zoning rule that was passed. They just say it. Same deal. And the city says we want everyone to be close to each other. It's like a sick joke. Your dogs are going to run around. Oh, get an instant fence or whatever it's called. I thought, you know, good fences make good neighbors. Benjamin Franklin said that, didn't he?
When cells become toxic.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, because there's a war on for your mind. I got it in my office. Kurt Vonnegut sent it to me before he died. It's a birdcage with a door open. The bird's gone. Kind of fly free bird. Crank it up. Sorry the West built the Renaissance. Sorry. If there are those of us that believe in humanity and want to build everybody up. Sorry to all the parasites of the ruler class that want to put us into a new dark age of ignorance, fighting with each other in the name of stopping racism, creating it. You're never going to stop humanity. You're never going to stop progress. And all of you globalists are going to be brought to justice in the end. Nothing can stop humanity overcoming, adapting to what you've done in a good way, bringing down the tyranny of the new world order. Tell you, you can get mesmerized listening to this song. Hard to believe these guys out of high school are playing like this. And we're dead a few years after. All right. I want to give the number out before I get into more news and then take your calls. Are you angry they got a secret illegal database tracking everything you do to create basically racial division and race war in the country? Senator Paul, the only guy to expose our government's funding ISIS and doing all this, the only guy to want to cut off foreign aid, the only guy who wants Planned Parenthood indicted, and he wants to cut off their federal funding where you got to pay for abortions with a new piece of legislation. Paul vows to push to defund Planned Parenthood next week. That's why I love Senator Rand Paul. Platinum asteroid, potentially worth $5.4 trillion to pass Earth today. Asteroid has 90 million tons of platinum in its core. Hal Britton covered up the friendship between Hitler and Edward VIII. I'm going to get to that in a moment. That's the New York Post. Well, I told you how they covered it up. They made it about a divorce. And how he was going to marry an American woman. So that's why he had to step down. That's not. They just made that up for all the idiots. We're going to get to that. Putin. Russia's Putin orders formation of new military reserve corps. U.S. Navy prepared to ramp up Pacific presence to deter China. Let me get the John Bowne report ready. How we're on the path to World War III. Marines storm Aussie beach under China's gaze as tensions simmer. And here's the report. World War III granted a clear path by Obama. I want to get to this in a moment. And then Wesley Clark calls for interning disloyal Americans. We're going to play that report from MSNBC as well here in a moment. And then we'll get to the frivolous, mindless, brainwashing propaganda that is political correctness. I kid you not, I went to the New York Times yesterday online, and it was women who dye their armpit hair. This is how they show the power of being a woman. Not by inventing something or writing a book or raising a great family or being a scientist, but by being trendy and having green armpit hair. And I guess men shouldn't shave either, because grooming yourself or even wearing clothing is an act, I guess, of male oppression. But don't like go over to Saudi Arabia and get arrested trying to free women out of sex dungeons. No. Don't do that. Just have green armpit hair and say that all Western men are rapists. So we're going to be talking about that as well, and tying it into McCain being attacked by Trump. But, I mean, Trump, I need to call Donald Trump up and just say, look into his military records. He was a trustee in Hanoi Hilton. He had women delivered to him, reportedly, from our sources. He partied all the time. He was taken care of. He was an absolute traitor. And, I mean, it's on record he was a traitor. Why'd you say, oh, he got shot down and was, you know, failed, so he's not a hero? Taking off from aircraft carriers is pretty heroic, especially back in the 60s. So Trump is really talking out of his rear end on this one for not going after him on the right attack. I mean, McCain is Keating 5. McCain is a anti-gun, open borders promoting guy caught meeting with ISIS and funding him. He is a piece of filth, helping put us on the neocon Obama road to World War III. And here's John Bowne's report.
The spin fail artist Susan Rice has done it again. You may recall how Rice declared on 5 mainstream media interview shows that the Benghazi attack was a result of rioting due to the horribly produced and nefarious film Innocence of the Muslims.
What happened this week in Cairo, in Benghazi, and many other parts of the region, a direct result of a heinous and offensive video that was widely disseminated, that the U.S. government had nothing to do with.
Or how about this doozy from the United States National Security Advisor?
Sergeant Bergwald, there are a lot of questions about how he originally was captured and whether or not he had deserted, had left his post. Is that going to be investigated? And if it's found that he did indeed leave his post, will he be disciplined or has already paid the price?
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
Ms. Rice has stepped in it again.
The sanctions will be suspended and Iran will begin to be able to access its frozen accounts around the world. What do we think they'll spend that money on? We think for the most part, they're going to need to spend it on the Iranian people and their economy, which is tanked. And in fact, we should expect that some portion of that money would go to the Iranian military and could potentially be used for the kinds of bad behavior that we have seen in the region up until now.
This admission opens up the floodgates to scathing criticism of the highly unpopular deal the Obama administration, NATO dubbed a historic breakthrough, made with Iran. Over $100 billion worth of frozen Iranian assets are to be thawed due to the deal that has Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu deeming it a historic mistake.
While the negotiators were closing the deal in Vienna, Iran's supposedly moderate president chose to go to a rally in Tehran. And at this rally, a frenzied mob burned American and Israeli flags and chanted, "Death to America, death to Israel." Now, this didn't happen 4 years ago. It happened 4 days ago.
An official spokesman cited by the Saudi Arabian press agency also said, Iran should, with the conclusion of this accord, put her resources towards its development and amelioration of the condition of the Iranian people instead of provoking troubles which would generate certain reactions from countries in the region. But, of course, the reckless hubris of the Obama administration would have us ignore this. Ron Dermer, Israel's ambassador to the United States, outlined 4 major problems with the Iran deal. First, Iran now has a vast nuclear infrastructure and a history of deceiving IAEA inspectors for years. This is not the hoped-for dismantle-for-dismantle deal, in which the sanctions regime would be dismantled in exchange for the dismantling of Iran's nuclear weapons-making capability. Second, the temporary restrictions placed on Iran expire in 10 years. Iran could be a hulking beast of terrorist activity by then. Third, the nuclear arms race will be galvanized in the most dangerous region on Earth. And finally, The deal transfers to the Iranian regime's coffers $150 billion that is now frozen in foreign bank accounts. Iran has a $300 billion to $400 billion economy. A $150 billion cash bonanza for the regime is the equivalent of $8 trillion flowing into the U.S. Treasury. Tens of billions are likely to flow to the Shiite militias in Iraq, the Assad regime in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and other Iranian terror proxies in the region. Billions more will go to strengthening Iran's global terror network, which it has used to perpetrate terror attacks on five continents and more than 30 cities, from Buenos Aires to Burgas, Bulgaria to Bangkok.
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan, which is part of the reason why the United States, showing its continued international leadership, has organized a forum over the last several years that's been able to help eliminate that threat in a consistent way.
Folks, we are in big trouble. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And they're starting wars with Russia as well. We're going to come back. I'm going to give the number out when we return and start taking your phone calls.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, guns80.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire
entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Coming to you. Waging war.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First time callers. Calls coming up the next two segments. 877-789-2539. Use the toll-free number to join us. I've already covered a ton of news, and I've just scratched the surface. Global destabilization is what will bring in the planetary government. Problem, reaction, solution. France's President Hollande proposes creation of Eurozone government. They already have an unelected bureaucracy that runs it and the elected EU parliament that has no authority, but they want to dissolve whatever was left of national sovereignty so that countries can be further squeezed and sucked dry. Bloomberg Business News, they say the answer is more power to the EU bureaucrats after what's happened in Greece, even though they've already done another, quote, $50 billion bailout taking over their infrastructure. They're saying that that won't even help the country, and people can't get their money out of their bank accounts because the private banks that run the EU are basically stealing the money. And why is it important to know history? Because you can look this up. The EU was a Nazi project. The European Union. So was forced inoculations and family planning. And people say, well, Hitler had some good ideas. He was a vegetarian. He loved his dog Blondie. But Hitler didn't teach the West this. Hitler got it from the British royals, who were really German royals, who were really Transylvanian royals, as a system to dominate and control populations. The British Empire needed sciences to further divide and conquer strategies that Julius Caesar and others had used in Rome. And when you see a prison divided into racial groups, that's the model for the world, and that's why they've gotten everybody to go along with political correctness in the name of equality, then they flip it and make an absolute racial division, but then say, do as we say, or we'll politically come after you with fines and fees. This is the new social engineering we're going under. Whipping up the fury, whipping up the anger. George Soros funding people to go out and riot against the police, as if that's going to reform problems with the police and the whole phony drug war. With the big banks caught openly shipping in the drugs. But since I mentioned the fact that they're really Transylvanian royalty, here's a short clip of Prince Charles actually admitting this. And again, they're British, like the Federal Reserve is federal. They're patriotic, like the Patriot Act is patriotic. They're the opposite. They're not even German. They're not even British. It just shows how everything is a lie. They're a parasitic group of criminals that have taken over the United Kingdom. But they have a nice PR name, the House of Windsor. That sounds real British, doesn't it? I have British lineage. These people are a joke. It's ridiculous. Fish and chips is more British than these people. It's a joke. Now, let's go ahead and go to Prince Charles.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
That gets into him moving into Dracula Castle. So we're going to go over for TV viewers. Radio listeners can just Google this and you can find it. Who leaked footage of the Queen's Nazi salute? Major hunt to find culprit who released home movie clip. of her heiling Hitler with her uncle, the King of England. But her father was the same. Her husband, Prince Philip, is a German, Transylvanian. Hardly can speak English. Just like Prince Bernhard. He was the prince over Cyprus and Greece when he was a kid, but it was a monarchy. I mean, they just bring some guy from Greece. He's not even Greek. He's a global royal. They just bring him in. And they're so upset. And then there's images that are in the New York Post from this release that show Edward VIII, the King of England, with Hitler. Not just the classic one with them in the back of a car, but them lined up at the Eagle's Nest up there at Hitler's vacation house and others. And again, I just can't believe how illiterate, historically, even other talk show hosts are, because they're all calling me going, I can't believe you're right. I thought you were making this up. You thought I was making it up. Why? Because the Brits fought Hitler? The Irish, the Scots, they all fought Hitler? They set up Hitler as a project and then set him up to bring down Europe. Lord Milner wrote about it in the 20s, how they would create a strong man and then launch Germany against Europe, and then in would ride the British Empire. Because the British Empire was at war with Germany economically, because the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was economically taking over the world through soft power, and they couldn't deal with it. So there was a lot of double dealing and back and forth, and the Deputy Fuhrer famously parachuted in Rudolf Hess over England into one of the king's palaces with the treaty. They locked him up in the Tower of London for the rest of his life. They had a peace treaty and a secret pact to take over France, take over Poland, take over Austria. Even to later in the secret pact was to attack the Soviet Union, and they just set the Germans up. But what do you expect from Count Dracula's lineage? Double dealing, double crossing, absolute manipulation, absolute fraud, absolute corruption, absolute dishonor. So the Germans were set up at every level. Just like they've turned ISIS loose, the Free Syrian Army now take over the whole Middle East, destabilize and bring it back to the Stone Age. That's the plan. The palace, the taxpayer-funded palace. Oh. We laugh at Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Why not laugh at these jokes? Palace scolds Sun newspaper for publishing Queen's Nazi salute. See how they turn it around? It's racist to expose the Nazi salute. How dare you? How dare you? Once again, Prince Philip demonstrates his hatred of humanity. Who do you sponge off? The Duke of Edinburgh, that's the Queen's husband, the Romanian prince, who once expressed his wish to come back as a virulent disease and decimate humanity, has again revealed, this is this week, his contempt for the lower classes in Britain. During a visit to East London Community Center, the longest-serving consort of the reigning monarch asked a group of women, who do you sponge off? As an aide feebly attempted to backtrack, saying there was context to the remark, he said the insult was in regard to sponge cake. The royals are usually circumspect, but do not openly display their contempt for the commoners. But Philip, now 94, as of late, lets it all hang out. Less than a week ago, he told a photographer, just take the effing picture during a photo session for the Battle of Britain anniversary. The royals have shown their true colors numerous times. Philip may want to look at his own sponging before berating the commoners. The Windsors grab $300 million a year of British public coffer. She has 6,600 million acres of land. I mean, just all stolen, all big fat parasites that they wear. We make fun of, like, villagers wearing big headdresses. These people wear big headdresses. They're total jokes.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they
they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The public is illiterate about reading, writing, and arithmetic. Basic business, our industrial base is gone. Our IQs are physically dropping. Our test scores are the lowest in the world. But we know how to obsess over race. We know how to be offended. We know how to be entitled. This is how we've been conquered. Well, I'm here to try to wake folks up and break the paradigm of control. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I cannot stress to you enough how much the establishment is trying to block everything we do. The system is absolutely trying to shut down every outlet that isn't controlled by them. It's undebatable that there's been a war on the press that's intensified under Obama, that there's been a war on whistleblowers, a war on free speech, a war on freedom worldwide. We're going out of hundreds of years of progress into a new age of corruption and social engineering, and it's time to say no to all of it. Some of the news on InfoWars.com, Charlie Hebdo will no longer draw the prophet Muhammad. So there you go, that attack on free speech. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. Obama pushes to extend gun background checks to Social Security. That's right. Seeking tighter controls on firearm purchases, the Obama administration is pushing to ban Social Security beneficiaries from owning guns if they lack the mental capacity to manage their own affairs. So if you are disabled and on Social Security for a bad back, whatever, you just can't have it. That is just unprecedented news up on InfoWars.com. It's all outside of law. It's just being done. I mentioned this, so I'm going to play it, then we're going to go to Karen in Arizona and Joshua, Russ, Anthony, Antonio, Salath, am I pronouncing that right? Salih, and Dwayne, and others. Now, before we go any further, briefly, here is the clip, since I mentioned, I don't want to make a statement like this and not play the clip, of Wesley Clark calling for interning disloyal Americans. Now, understand something. If somebody says they want to attack innocent people in the United States, that's a premeditated call to commit a crime. And it was a crime in this country with the knee-jerk response to Pearl Harbor to lock up over 100,000 Japanese Americans, many of which have been here two, three generations, in forced labor camps because they were such good workers and so well-behaved. I mean, look at Japan. When things get worse, they get better. And you can say what you want about Japanese stereotypes, but very low crime rate, very honorable people. And there were thousands of Japanese fighters in Europe, Japanese Americans, whose families were in camps in California and other states, slave labor, while they were fighting. I tell you, that takes a lot of self-control. I don't think I'd be doing that. They put some German Americans in camps. That was World War II. But believe me, they're not going to put radical Muslims in any of these FEMA camps. They admit the FEMA camps that the Army admits are for the American people, will process Social Security numbers, you name it. They say for gun owners, veterans, returning veterans. They're going to cut the Social Security off. They're going to cut the veterans' benefits off. They're going to stage false flags, in my view, and blame it on patriots, and then put people in forced labor camps. So a lot of good old boys are like, good, lock the Muslims up. They're going to lock you up. You're the target during the takeover. They plan to come after the guns, everything. It's bipartisan. Look at the screw jobs they've already gotten through. Look at all the preparations. So let's go ahead and go to this report with Wesley Clark on MSNBC.
Well, we've got to identify the people who are most likely to be radicalized. We've got to cut this off at the beginning. There are always a certain number of young people who are...
Our government and NATO helped create the Free Syrian Army and allow them to recruit worldwide under Wahhabis, under Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and created these groups. The birthing of this was Western-funded. They supplied the blood. They supplied the treasure. And now they're going to use the threat of it, saying it's not Islamic, but we need to start disappearing people. This is how they prime the pump for Hillary's fund camps. Let's go back to it.
Number of young people who are alienated. They don't get a job. They lost a girlfriend. Their family doesn't feel happy here. And we can watch the signs of that. And there are members of the community who will reach out to those people and bring them back in and encourage them to look at their blessings here. But I do think on a national policy level, we need to look at what self-radicalization means, because we are at war with this group of terrorists. They do have an ideology. In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the United States,
They would be given hundreds of billions in the aggregate of welfare, the British family. What would happen if you supported the Nazis? If he were Ford or GM plants, we couldn't bomb them. My grandfathers couldn't bomb them. Or factories in the north here in Vietnam to get the war going. Because the truth is, the evil is right here manipulating all this. Let's go back to more of Wesley Clark's BS.
Well, we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put him in a camp. They were prisoners of war. So if these people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community for the duration of the conflict. And I think we're going to have to increasingly get tough on this, not only in the United States, but our allied nations like Britain and Germany and France are going to have to.
So they're gearing up the clash of civilizations, out of which comes the world government. Now, I want to go to this first caller, Karen in Arizona, because she wants to bring up McCain and the MIA report.
Yes, two things. If you remember, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. If you remember 1995 when they had that MIA report,
yes.
Who fought the hardest was John, to seal it forever was John McCain. Number two, when my husband got polio in 1971, we had some hard times because, and I went to get some help, I hate to say it, but there was some racial profiling in that in California, and I had to dress up with old clothes in order to make me look like I needed the money, which I don't need the money. Didn't need the money. It was the food stamps I was going for.
I understand. How does that have to do with McCain? Because McCain was part of the Keating Five. McCain's anti-gun, pro-open border. He's basically Bernie Sanders as a Republican. But he acts like he's hawkish, helping fund ISIS. And then it came out that he was a trustee at the Hanoi Hilton and lived in the lap of luxury with parties, women, fine meals, while everybody else was basically tortured. And people that were there with McCain have gone public about that. So that's why he should be attacked. I appreciate your call. Not just, oh, he's no hero with a half-baked statement. He got shot down. He got captured.
There was two separate things I was mentioning. First, McCain, and then...
Okay, ma'am, thank you so much. I understand your points now. Thank you. Let's jam in one more call. Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. So about Pope Francis, we all know that he's pro-carbon tax. He's pro-New World Order. But do you know he's pro-evolution as well? I want to read you a quote what he said on the... speaking to the Pontifical Academy of Science, Pope Francis said that the Big Bang and evolution do not contradict the intervention of God as a creator. Rather, it requires it. So all those people that believe in this false prophet should really wake up. Well, this guy's a phony, and he's a sellout to the establishment.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I don't want to cut you off because I went to you late. You want to say something else when you come back? Or are you done, Anthony?
I may.
All right, yeah, we'll hold you over, and we're going to come back. Look, it's not about Catholic bashing, because I don't get into that. This guy is promoting a planetary government, carbon taxes, and I remember when he first got in, he said, stop talking about abortion. So I guess he wants to keep selling the bank.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I apologize to the lady that called earlier when I was cutting her off, not knowing what she was getting to. It's my fault. I go to calls late, then I want to go fast, and then I jam-pack everybody in, and I apologize. So this week, with the weekday broadcast, I pledge to take some large blocks out to just take calls and give everybody some time, because the callers are great when they have time to articulate what they want to say. And we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, with the broadcast across the country. And I cannot stress enough how they want to shut us up, how they want to stop this transmission. Tell your friends and family about the show, however you listen. It is so important to share your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships or to share the free link to Infowars.com/show, where the radio show is simulcast in living color video and audio feeds. The power of the people can override the globalists if you take action. I want to go to Russ, Joshua, Antonio, and others before we end this broadcast. But Anthony, I could spend all day on the Pope. I mean, he just is diametrically opposed to what other popes have said, so something's going on here. But he sure sounds like, basically, Mao Zedong meets Fidel Castro. And I don't get into preachers' interpretation of how we got here. I don't buy into the religion of evolution, Darwinism, eugenics. That's been proven to not be true. A lot of preachers' interpretation of the earth being 6,000 years old, I don't even agree with that either. So I'm not mad at folks that don't believe in how preachers interpret the Bible. I do know we were created by an amazing God in God's image, and that we're an epic species. But yes, the Pope is now going against mainline Catholic dogma, and he's not criticizing the Planned Parenthood being caught selling baby parts and harvesting organs. I mean, this Pope is deadly in how bad he is, and I wonder what more he's going to get away with. I mean, people have got to criticize this. What do you say?
Well, I think people are very ignorant. Unfortunately, they believe this guy is a godly person, but he really isn't. He's a false prophet that Revelation said to a T.
Brother, he sure fits the bill. I mean, when you've got a world leader who's got a billion plus followers talking like Fidel Castro, we're in deep trouble. And from one of the richest institutions in the world, criticizing the middle class for having a nice dinner. I mean, it's social warfare. The ultra-rich have robbed the planet. They've got to get social warfare going on. Between the middle class and the poor, or they're screwed. So, Vatican, give up all your wealth. Or shut your face. Thank you so much, Anthony. Russ in Buffalo, New York, with an exciting story, I'm told. Russ, welcome.
Hey, Sir Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just called in from FEMA Region 2 up here in former New York to let you know a good story that I had over the weekend. I went to a concert wearing the Live Free or Die Paul Revere shirt that Infowars.com on the back. I've had 10, count them, 10 people, other listeners, come up to me and talk about the Truth Movement and InfoWars, and it was just a very positive experience, and I wanted to remind your listeners to wear their colors, because people are waking up en masse.
Well, it's not hype that when you wear an InfoWars.com shirt and walk down the street in any city in the world, you're going to run into 9 out of 10 people that recognize you are going to be pro-liberty. You will run into some enemies as well, but I have gone to concerts, country concerts, rock concerts, you name it, wearing InfoWars, Live Free or Die. It's funny you mentioned that, the red one with the snake on it especially, and get mobbed. Folks should really experience it, and this is kind of product placement, your call. It's not a stage call, but it might as well be, because this is the reality. We have 10% off all the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And then, of course, there's made1776.com as well, with all the Made in America apparel. But when you wear a Molon Lambe shirt, when you wear an InfoWars.com shirt, you will find out how many people are out there that are awake. And then you can get their name and number and form an organization in your area. So absolutely, that's what it's all about. And your purchase of the shirts funds our operation. So I want to salute everybody. I hope you hooked up with some of them and can now get politically involved.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that was it. I just wanted to share the good news out here, that's all.
God bless you, brother. Very exciting. Yeah, Dave Mustaine invited me to a Megadeth concert out at the Formula One racetrack about 2 years ago. And I don't know what's going on, but it's like half the Megadeth fans are listeners. I mean, I got mobbed. Plus, I was wearing a Live Free or Die shirt. That's just in the general InfoWars store area, if you want to pull those up, in the general T-shirt area, and it just says Live Free or Die, Liberty or Death, and it's a red snake, the Gadsden flag, and it is just insanely, insanely popular, and people really resonate with it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to more of your phone calls. Let's talk to Joshua in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I hope I can articulate what I want to say, because I know I won't have enough time to say everything. But I want to just kind of jump right into people that call themselves Christians but are definitely not. They have this idea in their head that somehow Christ did away with the law. But if that were so true, then murder would be something that would be okay. But no,
well, Christ said I did not come to remove the law but to fulfill it. And so anybody that's read the Bible will know that. Most Christians now are government-run bots who follow government doctrines. So we should feel sorry for them. But I'm not up here like a Pharisee saying I'm the greatest Christian around. I will oppose killing babies and selling their body parts. And I just want to know, where are the other Christians? Well, they're hiding out in mega churches feeling good about themselves.
The Christian happy hour aspect of this, what I'm talking about is being sealed in their hearts but not in their minds. Understanding, like, you know how next year they're having this national ID thing coming out. Well, already, even just having an ID, say you want to travel to another country, you still need a passport to go to another country, when that is completely against God's laws to have those graven images to interact with these corporations.
Well, I mean, Revelation says you got to have it to buy or sell, and they're now coming out with all this, and then they exempt the illegals, so it's a great point you make. And now the TSA announced starting next year, real ID, you won't be able to board a plane if your state doesn't comply with real ID and track everything you do. So, yes, sir, it's here, Mark of the Beast. And you won't hear these whore churches talking about it because they're drunk on the blood of the saints and the children. You could tell the average preacher to drink a big fetid bowl of baby blood. They'd probably do it if they were told it was liberal or trendy. Antonio in FEMA Region 9, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. You know what? All I can say is the last two calls have been on point, and I appreciate your show.
God bless you.
You know what? Your Sunday shows are off the hook. The weekdays, I love the weekday show, but Sunday, there's something different about the Sunday shows.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I mean, I've always gotten up really early, but I'm more awake by the afternoon.
Yeah, it's just, you come out with fire, like, whoa, like, I go out of my way to listen to your show because it's that damn good.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, brother. We tried.
Oh, I dig it. But anyways, I want to get to my point. I wanted to touch on some of the things the past two callers talked about, but they did a good job, so I don't have to do that. So my buddy, he texted me an article today that was on Yahoo, and it was Wall Street is picking its candidates in the 2016 presidential election. And, of course, who did they have? Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. And Rand Paul, he will only get in if you sell the soul. You know, honestly, you know, like, I would love for Rand Paul to get in. And I will go with what Steve Quayle talked about, that there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And that's absolutely true. No political person is going to solve all our problems, but it can help. But also, going with that, you know that we're going to, most likely, we are going to have, I'm still going to fight, and you're going to fight, all of the truth movement, all the info warriors out there, we're all going to fight.
But it is about getting our heart right. You're absolutely right. God bless you. But if our heart is right, we will then oppose corruption openly. So it's not by works, but if your heart's in the right place, you're going to have the works. I got to go to one more call. Sorry to Dwayne. Salih in FEMA Region 2, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. I'll try and make my point as quickly as possible. About the Kuwait shooter. So there was a bomb blast that happened in Kuwait that that killed a bunch of Shias out there. But then literally that same night, a lot of Sunnis and Shias came together and prayed in congregation, and the mosque was packed later on that same night.
That's good.
So I found it kind of weird that later on that same day, or later on maybe a couple of days later, then there's a Kuwaiti shooter going and killing everybody, going and killing Americans, you know, trying to make Kuwait look bad when a lot
Who knows? It could be staged. Other stuff's been staged before. We'll look into it. God bless you. We'll cover it more tomorrow, 11 a.m. with the
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.